in a woman? What makes you happy in a relationship? What is the one thing that would motivate you to move mountains?
Confidence, genuine love, and making me my sandwich. And for the people that don't know what the fuck that means, because you haven't heard the podcast yet, it's an analogy that the sandwich crew uses in order to describe a man's mental state of peace. Some people like mechanics. Some people like riding their bike. Some people like playing games. For me, it's a fucking docuseries, a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, and a pre-roll. Simple. Just sit your happy ass next to me. But you see, every man is different. You have to figure out what that fucking mental state of peace is, what gets them to that mental fucking state of peace, and then encourage it and supplement it. Because whenever a man is at peace, he's more willing to open up to you. So, confidence, genuine love, and my fucking sandwich.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Now I done took it out of town and showed these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck them, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance, make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it. Fuck being hesitant. Black Dove Gang, what I represent. Flow so excellent. Count dead presidents.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the I'm Not a Thinker, You Drunk on Your Podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your motherfucking favorite uncle, Nat King Kobe. What's up, everybody? How y'all been? How y'all doing? I know y'all listening around like, hey, where the fuck is everybody else? Why you just got to listen to this motherfucker? Well, guess what? Everybody else is busy. I'm all you got. All you got is your favorite motherfucking uncle, Nat King Kobe. So, hey, I'm here. I'm here to watch the kids, basically. That's how it is, you know. I'm the favorite uncle. I don't have anything else to do but probably smoke, drink, and watch the kids. Like everybody else's favorite uncle, I guess. But yeah, anyway, I'm recording this Father's Day weekend, so happy Father's Day to all the real fathers out there, the good fathers, the fathers that are actually like there for their kids and do anything and everything to make sure they succeed in life. To all the deadbeats, eat a dick, no apologies. But yeah, happy Father's Day. Shout out to all the great fathers out there that's actually doing anything. Shout out to Kat. Shout out to my father. Shout out to B. Shout out to LBN. It's millions of people. Shout out to all the great fathers down out there. Love y'all.
Y'all are appreciated.
No, that sounded like this. Y'all, see, I was trying to sound like Tupac. You get it. I was trying to sound like Tupac, all right? Dear Mama on that song. And Tupac, man. I love Tupac. My favorite rapper and shit. But that's neither here nor there. So, yeah. Honestly, don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what to say. Like, honestly, I feel kind of nauseous. Somewhat. Grow-up-y. And I don't know why. I don't know. I've just been feeling like that lately, especially in the morning time. Like, I don't know what's going on, but it's like,
I just feel nauseous. I know y'all don't give a, excuse me.
That is rude. But yeah, I know y'all probably like, we don't give a fuck about like you feeling I should do. Like, we just trying to listen to that episode. But like I said, Uncle Coach Zaya got this week. God damn it. What more do you want from me? But yeah. I'm just basically basically just chilling. Trying to refocus. Lately, I don't know. Lately, I've been feeling kind of off. But it's not like, you know, I don't know. I don't feel like it's somewhat in a bad way. I feel like it's, I don't know, the universe trying to tell me something, but I don't know what it is. God trying to give me a hint about something, but I don't know what it is. So eventually, I don't know, I guess I'll figure it out. Yeah, I hope I like feel all right. I am gonna feel all right. The fuck am I talking about? I'm fucking Kobe. The fuck? I'm tripping. But yeah, I don't know. And 1,000 apologies to all the listeners. I know y'all like, dude, every time we do it on their bad stuff, like, you don't talk about shit. But it's like, I don't know, it's kind of tough being on here by yourself, just talking to yourself. Even though I could have, hey, Marvel. You trying to be on the podcast? You trying to make it second debut or whatever, second appearance on the podcast and shit. I don't know. But this was kind of sort of my fault that it's just a solo episode because I just got caught up with doing a bunch of stuff this weekend. I didn't get everybody together. I didn't assemble the crew. So sorry about that, everybody. Next episode, there will be a longer episode. It will be a longer episode, and then it will be more of us. I'm guessing. No, I guarantee it will be more of us. So we all should be here next week. The way scheduling been working is, every it's like two people be available, then one person, either me, Mo, or Kat, we would. We would be busy and shit. So y'all get it. I mean, I don't know. I kind of hate doing episodes like this because it's like, I don't know. I don't really have anything to talk about. There's nothing really to talk about, especially without the fellas, you know. And it's just kind of hard to bounce off yourself. But I'm not trying to keep you guys here long. I just hope everybody is good and having a blessed, beautiful day. Just stay motivated, everybody. Keep on moving. Even if times is tough right now, it is what it is. Just keep moving. Just keep swinging. Everything gonna be all right. no point in, you know, giving up or anything. You might want to feel like giving up. I know that feeling also will, but you can't. Like, shit works out. Just keep pushing yourself. Just keep going. Don't give up. Remember, there's people out here that love you. There's people out here that's here to support you. There's people out here that got your back and that believe in you. So just keep your head up. It's a one day at a time thing. This world is crazy. Don't let it make you crazy. Because at the end of the day, we all we got. Nobody else ain't got us. We got to have each other. So I love y'all and thank y'all for listening to this short and sweet episode of the I Am Not As Think As You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your boy Nat King Kobe. Sorry this episode is ultra short, but yeah, I don't really have anything to talk about, but I really do appreciate everybody. Sorry I wasn't here last week. Yeah, I just wasn't here. I was somewhere else. But yeah, I'll leave you guys later. Peace.